etc. But we are saying that it's that this there's a concept of Professor Israel is expressive of the other incarnate, not of the Chiluv Kedushin. So the other incarnate also has a requirement that he has to be tailored with another. But it's not by way of Chiluv Kedushin. It's a certain formulation. So maybe it should apply to Shua as well. So the Shita Sarani is, that's the machlekes between Abai and Rovi. You see, that's the machlekes between Abai and Rovi. Because Abai says, in Echnab, just as Gabineder. So the Xerosakosu, is not expressive of Atfoset per se, of Chiluv Kedushin. But it is expressive of a certain kind of a formulation of Neda, of describing it in terms of the Lanon. But it doesn't operate through the medium of Chiluv Kedushin. So Mimele, it is a Shaychas to Shuwe too. So just as Matvis is a proper lotion in Neda, why? So Abaye says it's a proper lotion in Shuwe too. But Rove says no. It is a proper lotion by Neder where there is an Isachevtse. So then it is a proper formulation. When they say, when somebody says, Kika ze osarlai, he wasn't machlik Kedusha. He just Kika ze osarlai. So even though we are gaming at the Dibu, and we mean that he meant to compare it with the Dovra Nodo, but he said Kika ze osarlai, so it's effective because it is a proper formulation of Asar. But when he formulates, he spells it out that he kikar ze osar alai and he compares it to a dovar anodo, then there is a halishem al hefze. So mimele, when you are matvis in something that has a certain halishem, that has a shem levai, so it's a proper formulation. It's a proper formulation of saying osar. But when someone says, "B'yem shemeiz bi'ovi," if his father, his rebbe, was nifter, and Alev b'nissen tov shin chov, and then he took his shmue, that he shouldn't eat boso, he shouldn't drink wine, and that Alev b'nissen tov shin chov, is there any halishem in the gavre? Can you say there is a certain shem levai attaching to the gavre and Alev b'nissen? There is no special Halishem attaching to the Gavre and Alev b'nissen tov shin chov. Over and above the Halishem that the Gavre has in the other day of the year. In any year. So Mimele, when he says another day, his matvis in Alev b'nissen, harize kiyem shemeiz b'yomi. So it's incorrectly formulated. It's an improper formulation. This is what the Ran says. And you see, the Ran is a big dike. And the Ran says, Avul gufa chifetz, ein olov neder u'kdusha klal. Why does he repeat, Avul gufa chifetz, ein olov neder u'kdusha klal? Let him say, Avul gufa chifetz, ein olov kdusha klal. Why does he have to say, ein olov neder u'kdusha klal? The answer is, because if he said, Avul gufa chifetz ein olov kdusha klal, so then you could ask against the Ran, how about Neder itself? Where is Matvis in the, if first the Asaret won't kick out? Not by being Matvis in Hekdesh. And then he was, first he said, Kika ze osar alai. And Kika number one, he said, Kika ze osar alai. And then on Kika number two, he said, Kika ze koze. So he was Matvis in something that had no Kedusha. Because the original kicker in which he was Matvis kicker number two, in other words, the original kicker number one, itself had no Kedusha. He didn't answer it by way of Chiluv Kedusha, but by just answering it. Still, kicker number two is also a seah. But kicker number one does not have any Kedusha. It doesn't have any Kedusha, but it has a Halishem Neder. It has an Issa Hefze. So there is a Shem Levi attaching to the Hefze. So Mimele, when he says, and Kika number two, Kika ze koze, so it's a proper formulation, it's a correct formulation. But when he says, Shmua shaleichu Kika ze, Kika number one, And then he says on kika number two, kika number two, yek moi kika number one. So it's not in proper formulation, because when he said Shavua Shaleichu kika number one, so there was no Chalishem attaching. That's why the Ram mentions Avul Kufachif it's in all of Nedar Ukdusha Klal. Hilkach Yom Azeh Kozel Yom Aklum V'chein Nami Yom Ashaleichu Boso Kiyim Shemit V'oviv V'o Yom Mushbal Yisiyim Yom Aklum Do Beisiyim Matvis Beisiyim Leke Mikufi Nidre Klal V'ikem Andoma Dinei Di Matvi Shvui Laf Kimei Si Shvui Piv Dome Hanem Mileli In Kom Malkis. What do you mean Kom? Kom Shvui. So he's not in Ishmael Shekher. And Malkis, it probably means not Malkis for Bal Yachol, but Malkis for the love of this Ishmael Shekher. Avul Yisura Meike. So that's the Shinus of Shainim, that there is, that there is Bal Yachol, the Shinus of Raimet, that Matris Bishmuye, so there is Bal Yachol. And when he says, Avul Yisura Meike, he means the Isa Bal Yachol. Vizei Nemachle, Uchmen Shesuk, Safti Shom, Vizei Ayde Nishmael. All right. Now, Hoyim Elishni, the Gemara. Harei Ota Laiki Imo, Vireminu. Harei Ota Laiki Psar Imo, Kipsar Achisi. Ki Ol Eut Klai Akerem Lo Maklom. And here it says, Kipsar Ki Imo. So, basically, Pesach Mok Macher Shri Lo Kolei Shri Itach. Omar Abaye, Lo Yom Maklom Mide Reis. Itzor Shailem Mide Rabon. Rov Omar, Obi Talmide Chachomim, Obi Amor, So when it says Lo Yom HaKlum, so it means Lo Yom HaKlum, even with Rabbonu Lo Yom HaKlum. But that's with Talmid Chochem. But Nam Horet, so you require Zator, Kidei Shul Yokul Reishi Benidor. Alright. Now, I mentioned before, the Shittes HaRambam is not like the Rambam. The Rambam Peregris Bukhaz Nidorim Alochi Yedgimu says as follows. V'chei ho'im el ishte harei ot olai ki imi o yo'im eir peris eilu olai ki psach hazir she'in kaneda kmo shibra'an im o yo'im eir talmit choche in zorich shayla lechoche v'imo yo'am horet zorich shayla lechoche. So he says ho'im el ishte harei ot olai ki imi o'im eir peris olai ki psach hazir. So he also says that if is the amore, so requires a Torah. Umar main of shishte asur of shishte apirish asurin, upeis lim pesach mokmachir, umatir li nidrei, kirishu in nadu kalisrish bin yore. So it's a very strong kashi. But the Lachem Mishne gives a teret. Means it might sound on the surface balabatish, but it's very good. So he says, Lachem Mishneh says, V'nir olil yashay v'la'ima sodekashi. Against the Rambam means, it's Gemore Meforeshes, here on top of the Gemore. When the Gemore says, U'mik lasu kaldai teocha mitone seifa ima lishtei, harei et alai ki imo peislim pesach mokmachia, michlal derei shalu ba'i yishayel. So the Gemore says, michlal derei shalu ba'i yishayel. So he says as follows, V'nir olil yashay. So that's the case of Mishneh's kashi. So he says, Lachem Mishneh Nir Yashay, the Rabbeinu Sov, or the Mai, the Oma, the Mishneh, Gavei, Ari, et Alai, Ki Imo. The Tzorich, Lifteich, Li Pesar, Bam Horetz, Ribu, Seash, Mino. The Av, Al Gav, the Osar, Latz, Mitash, Mishishne. The Av, the Milse, the Isur, Edu, Chai, Bin, Oso, Mikol, Mokem, Tzorich, Lifteich, Li Pesar, Vikol, Shem, Kishenod, Abid, Vyoshus, Vyoma, Kimsach, Azia. He says the Rambam holds on the contrary. If the Gemara says, if the Mishneh says, vis-a-vis kipsarimo, so ariatalikimo, so he did something lave al debatero because of sheok se solino solik. So still midrabbonon we require a tore bamoret. So it's a kalvachim of logic that where he was matvis bidovorosea that by moret. We should require a Torah. But the question is, what do we do with this Gemara? So he says, V'rabbinu hoche koma, v'gmore, il itonechum. So, ili to nechum hava mine de mai di koma maslis mutorim heine mit reis uch idos uch idchos u shomateis damrin li kamon daug nidori mit uch hachom u mikol mokim amrin bigmore di tzor shalom rabonon hoche name hava mine di tzor shalom rabonon bein li tamit chochem bein la amoretz. So this is what Rabbeinu said. Hore kotam veil mutorim kechum ki psach azir kamit chom vi loy to nechum hava mine bo ishaile. But Yishayle, not only by Amoretz, but even by Talmud Chochem. So that's why the Mishnah mentions Kichum to tell us that he doesn't require Shaile mid Rabbonon by Talmud Chochem. True, by Amoretz he does require Shaile, so then it's a different kind of Rabbonon. You see, because if something requires Shaile, even by Talmud Chochem, so then it means that mit Rabbonon it's an edagomo. But not mit Reise, mit Rabbonon it's an edagomo. But if something requires Shaile, Hatore, only by Amhoretz, and by Talmud Chochem not, so even by Amhoretz it's not an edagomo mit Rabbonon. It's not that he is there. Now, there will be a big difference. Now, for example, I mentioned it a number of times. The Rambam Shiti is, I mean, and this is a Pesach of Shulchan Aruch also. Which Roshe is postulated with the Raise? Only Roshe who is Eivir and Nisar, for which there is Malkis. Or Chomos, let's say, Ganet, Gazlan, Malviberibis. So it's a Nisar of Likichas Momen. So without Malkis, he's postulated with the Raise. But if it is not a Nisar of Chomos, so only a Nisar that involves Malkis. But if somebody talks Lashon Hora, it's a love the Raise. So he's not postulated. Only if it's a love, sheyesh b'malkis. Love sheyesh b'malkis. Now, but mit Rabbanon, so if someone eats psarim b'cholov, if someone carries nikamles, he's postulated mit Rabbanon ladies. But there is no malke, there is no misa, there is no chorus. I mean, for carrying nikamles, the answer is mit Rabbanon. So any isa de Rabbanon that mit Rabbanon comes under the heading, the rise of which there is Mise, Chorus, or Malkes, so it's postulated. So in other words, for the rise of Chil Shabbos, there is Mise, Chorus. So mele for the Rabbonon of Chil Shabbos, there is Makas Mardus. Not every, according to Rambam, there is no Makas Mardus for every Isa Rabbonon. Even for an Isa Raise, there is no Makas Mardus. There is no Aloche that if somebody talks Lashon Hora, he's Chayim Makas Mardus. The Rambam says, if somebody is Eiver al Isurei Esse, let's say Mitzris, Ademis, the Sholish Deiris. So before the Sholish Deiris, they are Shlishi Yomelem Mikal Hashem, but the Rishin of the Mitzri, the Sheni of the Mitzri of Ademi. So it's an Isar Esse. So the Rambam says, if Bezin feels that it's necessary, as Migdal Milse, to give Makas Mardus to that kind of a person, Bezin can do so. But normally there is no Makas Mardus, even though it's an Isa Deraisa. So there is no Aloha. There are some Rishayim who are Chedek. But the Shinas Rambam is that there is no Aloha of Makas Mardus every time someone is either an Isa Deraisa or an Isa Rabbanon. Only an Isa Rabbanon that with Rabbanon comes under a heading, the Deraisa of which there is Mise Kores or Makas. So there is Makas Mardus for someone who lead Nivele mit Rabbonon. There is Makas Mardus for someone who lead Psarim b'cholom. There is Makas Mardus. Why? Because for the Raise of Psar Behema b'cholom. Psar Behema b'cholom, so there is Malkes. So Mele, if someone will eat a chicken that was cooked in milk, he'll be Chayim Makas Mardus. But suppose someone will eat, let's say, will eat in milk immediately after meat, even before it benches, it certainly was from the Rabbanon according to all Gesheni. But that's another kind of the Rabbanon. There is no Makas Mardus. So Mimele, if the Aloha had been that Matfis, if the Aloha had been that Oemel Yishne, Hari Atolai Kiimo, so it requires a Torah even with Amut Chochem, then it would be, the Neder would be Chal Midrabon. And so it would come under the Issa of Bal Yachal, the Rabbanon. There would be Makas Mardus. So, but since Talmud Chochem doesn't require a Torah, so that means that even with Rabbanon it's not Chal, because even the Neder has a Chalais with Rabbanon, so what difference does it make? Amores Talmud Chochem, where do we find such a thing? So it's another kind of a Rabbanon. It's another kind of a Rabbanon. It's not Bal Yachal with Rabbanon. It's not that the Neder is Chal with Rabbanon. He's not allowed to be mizalzel in that neder without a Torah. But it's not a real neder. So this is what Rabbina says. Rabbina Omar Hochetone. Veilu mitorin kichum kipsachazir kaves kichom. Veilu itone chum hava mine boyishayel. Not boyishayel by Amoretz. That boy Yishayel with the Rabbanon, it's another gomo with the Rabbanon. So that's why some male even a Talmud Chochem would require Yishayel with the Rabbanon, it's another gomo. So that's why the Mishnah says Chum mentions Chumia to advise us that there is an equation between Chum and Psachazia. Just as by Chum you couldn't say that with the Rabbanon it's Chal, Mamesh. So by Psachazir it's not Chal in Rabbanon, but by Amoret, so it's a different Rabbanon. Not because it's an Eder Gomor in Rabbanon. It's a special Rabbanon. So Yoku Reishi Benidori, Yoku Reishi Benidori. So then the Gemara asks, Umi Kelasu Kaldai Tehoch, that Kipsachazir. So then with Rabbanon it's an Eder Gomor. Memele he requires a Torah, even by Talmud Chochem. Homiton is safe or email each day. Hareatolai kiimo. Paisley Pesach Mimoki Machair. Paisley Pesach Mimoki Machair. So he says, so since the Loshna Mishnah is Paisley Pesach Mimoki Machair, that in itself is indicative of the fact that it's not Chal. Because if it's Chal, the Mishnah should say, it's Chal. Mid Rabbanon. Not Paisley Pesach Mimoki Machair. Pesach and Pesach Mokim Achir has the connotation it's not Chal, even Rabbanon. But Besdin has to be very strict. And Besdin should not allow any neglect in such an Eder. Even though it has no Chalaisi. Not with Raisi, not with Rabbanon, no Chalaisi. That's the connotation of the expression Pesach and Pesach Mokim Achir. So that means that in the case of Eimel Ishti Ari Atalei Kiimo, so it's not Chalim min Rabbanon, but Pesach min Pesach Mokim Achir by Amoretz. Shal Yokel Reishi Likach. So the Mishnah says in so many words, Shal Yokel Reishi Likach. If it's Chal min Rabbanon, so the Mishnah has to say Shal Yokel Reishi Likach. Because it's an Eder min Rabbanon. It's as simple as that. No, it means min Rabbanon it's not Chalim. There's no Chalim. But Kedei Shal Yokel Reishi Likach, he is not allowed to be Nei Eder in that matter. So it's a different kind of Rabbanon. And if he will be Mekel Reishi bin Eder in that neder, he will not be postulated in Rabbanon. If it had required HaTorah, even by Talmud Chochem, so then it would be a Bal Yachal bin Rabbanon. So he would be postulated in Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, Umi klasut al dai tehoche, that by Psachazir, so it's a neder gomo in Rabbanon. I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to So why shall Yokel Reishi Likach? That means only by Amoretz. But Talmud Chochem is not shayach to say Yokel Reishi. Talmud Chochem will not be Mekel Reish. So then he doesn't require a Torah. So we see that by Ari, in the case of Ariat Likiimo, it's not Chaliv mit Rabbon. So why should Psachazia be Mochomo than Psachim? On the contrary. So not on the contrary, I mean. So the more assumed that Psachazir is not Mochomo. We could say, but Alib Demes, it's not Mochomo. Michlal de Reishel Baye Shaile. Michlal de Reishel Baye Shaile, even by Talmud Chochem. Elamach Vartechum Menas. This is what the Lechem Mishnah says in answering the Kashi by the Kesem Mishnah. All right. Now, so the Gemara said, Rob Omar, Hobbit Talmud Chochem, Hobbit Amoritz. Hatani. Hatani is Minichus. Hanei da Beteir Olam Aklu. Hanei da Beteir Olam Aklu. Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Vitzorich Shailu Michocho. Omar Rabbi Nachman, Vitalmit Chochom, Enitzorich Shailu. So it's a riot to Rove. That there is a distinction between Amoretz and Talmit Chochem. Hatani Minichus. Tanya bin Yehuse, Kleim Adav, Agav Ditzorich Shailu Amoretz. Tone lo maklum, kim tam tchochem Ditzorich Shailu. That's why the expression lo maklum is mentioned. If it had been in Eda Gomo mit Rabbonon, you couldn't say lo maklum. So even by Amoretz it's lo maklum. But even though it's lo maklum, he's still not allowed. Horegasi. Vom Rabbi Yechanan, vom Rabbi Nachman, mit dem Chochem in Zerich Shail. Hoi Rassi, vom Rabbi Yechanan, vom Rabbi Nachman. Ho, die Masken Rab, ho, die Masken Ochen, mit dem Tier, mit dem Morgen Zerich Shail, wie du Mat, wie du Verrost, und ich kann Masken ist nicht, oi Zerich Shail, klar. So, Korik, der Rambam, in Ochanam, is the same thing, but the Rambam, she tossed. So he wants to explain Elbinit Lishte. So he's asking the Kashe, why is it that by Matvid of Roser, even by Talmud Chochem, it doesn't require Shaila, and Bnei Bateiro, yes. Elbinit Kizil Bissomov, Heine Taimi, Shnei Bateiro, he can govern the Mitzah. Kdam Nino Bissomov, why he plucked it, because there is a difference whether it lies on the floor, or he holds it in the hand. So Mimele, since there are circumstances under which it is affected, so Mimele, so it's all shyly even under other circumstances. Why you put Amores Limashlo, it was Lachlufem, Shimachavrino, Nafil Bai Gavne, the Shore, so shyly Amor, it's Tanya. Hanei Dabiteir, Elo Maklum, Ameshekosu Bodvor of Kayomim, Bo, Ameshekosu Bodvor of Kayomim. Now, so there is a Machlikes between the Rambam and the Raivet. But actually, all the Rishenim seem to agree with the Rambam. And the Raivet seems to be a Yochid. But most Rishenim say that this has reference to Shvuah, not to Neder. But the Raivet Shita is that it has reference to Neder. That Matvis in Askores is the Neder is Chal Midraise on the basis of Matvis Midov Roseh. So we said in connection with this Shita's Raivet, that it's not on the basis of Chiluv Kedushin. It's on the basis of the other type of Ikra Neder. But even the other type of Ikra Neder, there is a prerequisite that he has to be tailored with Obranodo. He has to describe how he asks it. So Mimele is in view of the fact that the Askores, the Kedusha of the Askores, are effective through verbal fayet, the Lishmo, and he has to spell it out, many Rishenim say. If he just entertains the thought in his mind that he is mechashev l'shem kedusha Hashem, it's not enough, but he has to spell it out, he has to verbalize it. So Mimele, it's a good moshul, it's a good dinyan. But that's the shita of the Raivet. But all the other Rishenim apply this gemore to Shmuel, not enough. So, the price says, Hanei, Dabitei Olam Akhu, Bameshek Osu Bodvorn Kayom, Bo, Bameshek Osu Bodvorn Kayom, Kotone, Bameshek Osu Bodvorn Kayom, Min, Bo, Bameshek Osu Bodvorn Kayom, אמר רב נחמן לא יקשה, הודי מחתה ראיסי הארי, הודי לוקט לו ביודי. מחתה להארי דייתה גבילה, לוקט לו ביודי, דייתה להסקורי שבו. נעלה צירה. אי, אתה בתאיר כלי משניש בה בתאירו, so he doesn't deal with נדע דרנסת. שניש בה בתאירו דיקור לי, תנה לי ניש בה נדע, וכנסיב נליל, ומיירה שעוד סתאירו מנחס לפונו. ויומר, Bezuateiro Shaloyes, Oishes, the other play, Loyamaklu, and it's not considered like Nishba Beshem. Even though he says Bezuateiro Shaloyes, it's not considered like Nishba Beshem. Loyamaklum did I take really? Kidam Rinam Bissom. So there is a stir in the Braise between the Reish and the Seife. So, because first he says, Bameshekosu Bodvorom Kayomin. So it's mashma even if he doesn't say bow, mashma was a bow, just by mashma kosub. And then it says in the same bow mashma kosub bod vong kayomim, the implication being only if he says both, but if he says just by mashma kosub bow, so in vong kayomim. So the Gemara says in the first teretz, ho de machte rai salar, ho de noket lebiyod, rei shedani de biteiru ho maklum, de noket lebiyod, vafil hoche, so even though he was holding the svato in his hand, and he said, that is, and he says, bezuato shalo yese o ishe yese, is lo yo maklum, the my bitaora the comma big villain sheikso. Avo ba meshikosubo dvorov kayomi, the daite as koreshebo, vari nishba bishe. Avo seife that says that only if he says bo meshikosubo, but if he'll just say ba meshikosubo not, shikosubo alone, not be the machse raisalare. Where it's lying on the ground. Ulfichor, ilu oma va meshekosevo, bilvad leoma klum, di kivn di machse are, amrinon, di daite agvile, di ochekoma, ba meshekosevo ateire, de haina agvile, avol ki oma bo ma meshekosevo, mahane, di kivn di oma bo, kvor hiski agvile, di kivn oma meshekosevo, al kocho daite, as koreshe. So in other words, if he holds his vato in his hands, so and he says bo, so it's not a shwe, because since he says bo, so the connotation is in the gvilin. The gvilin is not a shem, even though there is no doubt that he means the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He doesn't mean the parchment. I mean, it wouldn't make sense to say in the parchment. He means the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So it's like nishba b'shamayim v'aretz. So he also means the Be'er Shemayim Voretz, but he didn't spell it out. So the Ram says that it's Goruah to not mentioning Shem altogether, not alluding to HaKadosh Baruch Hu altogether. So here too, if even though he holds the Sefer Torah in his hands, but if he says Bo, so in the Mishpat HaLoshon, Bo has the connotation, the parchment. So Memele, even though he means the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, so the one who gave the Torah, so it's still in Dvar of Kayam. But if he says Bameshikosebo and he holds his Vato in his hands, so in Mishpat HaLoshon it means the Askoras. It means the Askoras. But if it's lying on the floor, so then even though he says Bameshikosebo, so it does not have the connotation in the Mishpat HaLoshon that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that's chorus. So unless he said bo mashikosebo, so he said bo, that's the parchment. So what does it mean by mashikosebo? So it definitely means that's chorus, even though the Sabbatorah is lying on the floor. This is the first motion. Now then the second motion. V'iboy seime dimoch talar v'hokam mashmon de'afal gav dimoch talare. So the second lotion, we have three lishenis. The second lotion is chelik different from the first lotion. Now let's see. There are viboy say me the machtalare. Not as the first lotion said that the reishe has reference to the case of holding his hands. And the seife has reference in the case where it lies on the floor. But the reishe and the seife both have reference to the case where it is lying on the floor. V'boi zim l'machtalar, k'li makul l'machtalar, v'afal hoche, ki koma ban shikosu bo dvorim kayom. So even if it lies on the floor, according to the second lotion, if he said ban shikosu bo dvorim kayom, so it doesn't mean to emphasize dafke when he says both, but literally gufe el igluy areishe di manchalari, Die Seife, weil ich kippen die Oma Boba, mit der Kosse Boba. Auf dem Manche Haare meine. Und mit Not, mit der Kosse Boba, gut. Name, auf dem Manche Haare meine. So, an that point, there is a machleke between the first lotion and second lotion. According to the first lotion, the Sifato is lying on the floor. And he says, mit der Kosse Boba, so in Wolfgang. According to the second lotion, even though the Sifato is lying on the floor. And he says, mit der Kosse Boba, so Dvorov is Kayomi. Now there is a third lotion. We boy say me. So the Rans Gir says, Seife Hokomashma. The Chiv and the Noket Luyode. Afal Gavel Domar El Bo. Kiman Domar Bameshe Kosub Bodom. Tara. Horegasino. We boy say me Seife Hokomashma. Chiv and the Noket Luyode. Afal Gavel Domar El Bo. Kiman Domar Bameshe Kosub Bodom. Voche Pirush. Die Reiche, die Ktoran, die der Beteir, ohne Maklum, der Mensch, die Kosse, bei dem Kajomim, bei dem Manche Halak, um Schwoche, komm, abolo, im Hane, adi, komm, aber Mensch, die Kosse, bo. So, die Reiche, die Zesan, die der Beteir, ohne Maklum, bei Mensch, die Kosse, bei dem Kajomim, so, it's the case where it's lying on the floor. So, um Schwoche, komm, abolo, im Hane, adi, komm, Mensch, die Kosse, bo. Aber, seife, bin noch, du, die Raskin, משמוחי קטונה, יחיל נוח ביודי, אף על גב דלום על בו, so according to the third lotion, according to the third lotion, so if he holds it in his hand, so then, if he just, even though he says just בו, so he's also in Nishba, אף גם על בו, כמעט דום מה שקוסו אותו דומה, והיא כנס רחין אלו נכברי, משמוחי חשינו לפרוש, anyway, so according to the Ram, this whole Gemara, has reference to Shvui, but by Neder it's never Chal. It's never Chal. Except that by Neder, even though it's not Chal, but I'm Horetz, it's Orcha Torah, so that's something else. L'yokul Reishe, b'Shvui, it's an Ibn Benidore. Something else, not that it's Chal. That's a different kind of Rabbah. Avla Raivetz Alpireish, d'chikotone Neder, Nidama Meshkoma, שאין הכיכר זה אולי בתאירו, ולא יאמר כלום, לפי שאין זה מטביס על הביגבילים. אבל לא אומר במשך כוסו בו, תראה אם הכיכר זה אולי במשך כוסו בו, הרי זה עושה. כי מטביס בדובר הנודו, משום דידי תאסקורס, והאסקורס שבו נידורים הם, שעל די הקסיבה והחונל שם דושן, דושן, תן שאיז. So the right which it is, that this Gemara, the whole price, has reference to Neder. How can it be Chal? So in other words, Hatvosi is Chal. But we have to explain the Raivet. It's not by way of Chilav Dushe. I mean, it wouldn't even make sense by way of Chilav Dushe. I mean, could you say that there'll be Chayim Yaakov Mile? I mean, if somebody is Mishtamish Nishem, there is no Isa to be Mishtamish Nishem. There is an Isa to be Meirik Hashem. I mean, it's a different kind of Dushe. There is no Isa of being Nenef Hashem. There is no Isa. There is an Isa to be Meirik. So, and there is no mile, I mean, it's not even conceivable. So how could there be mile in the kikia that was nitvus in the shem? But that's on the basis of the other type of neder, of us spelling out, but he has to formulate it in a special way. He has to compare it with something that becomes effective through verbal fire. So since the kedusha of the shem, even though it's a different kind of kedusha, he is effective through verbal fire, so Mimele he can be tailored, he can compare it. He can compare it. Aber rein ist auch Pirat, ich kann nicht in der Mamesh kommen. Sie mag ich also allein mit Teiro, weil er makum, sie will sie mit Atwis oder Begwille. Aber wenn man sich kosse bo, weil ich mag ich also allein, aber sich kosse bo, hage sie auch sehr, ki Matwis, bidobra not, und schon deite Askor, es war Askor, sie bo, die durmein, schal der Aksive wachon, lishim dusche, im dusche, ויביראים בני ירושלמי, דגרסינן עושה בתאירו לא מהכלום, למה שכוסו בו דבורף כיומים, בתאירו בקדוש עשה תאירו, למה שכוסו בו בקורבונס הכסובים בו, ונעיד ירושלמי הוא מהקורבונס, so that's not so strange, but according to our Gemara, it's the Askores. So, the Gemara לא נעמי Askores, מכל מוקים, שעשה ירושלמי מוכס, דימטריס בני נדר עסקינון, אינמי דחייה בגנון דייתי, אינם הלכי אמרינון דייטה, אז קורא שבו על קומה שנמצאת בו קומה, תליקו בונס וכלישור, והרמב״ם זל הבדין זה בנשבע ובני דהיר שסבר הרב זל דשמעית בנשבע עסקינון מדאמרינון דייטי אסקורא שבו ובירשאו מאסקינון במטריס בנדר ושניהם הם הסבורת יסי בנדר יצי דרבונון but בשבועס יצי מדרלסה בקוסף נשבע בשם Now let's see the Rambam and the Raimit. In Idorim, the Rambam mentions it in Perek Aleph, because in Dorim Halacha Chav Zayin. But there it's in the Rabbonim. Ha'anei di abatei ro, ki gen shiom ha'pire seilu olai kozu lo maklum. V'nitzor shayu lechocha. Elim kin hoyu amoret, ki nisho inagu. Kalisrish bin Dorim. But then he says in Halacha Chav Chez, not about Meshikosel bo harizosa, shari kosel bo yisa v'neda. Not lo biyodei v'not abo, הריזה כמי שנאו דבר משק כוסף. Alright, so you could say, נלוכה חופכס, it's also only in the Rabbanon. You could say that נלוכה חופכס, it means that it's מדרייסה. But again, it's not by way of התבוס, because it's a certain formulation. Even if you say, נלוכה חופזיים is certainly the Rabbanon. He distinguishes between תלנטחוך נמורץ, but הלוכה חופכס could also be מדרבנן. But מדרבנן even by תלנטחוך. But you could say that הלוכה חופכס is a rise. But it's not like the Raimit Shita, that is by way of התבוסה. Because if he says, not of a משה כוסף בו, so it's a brief way, it's a certain allusion. In other words, he means שערי כוסף בו יישא ונדר. So it's a formulation. Not לא ביודי ונודה בו, הרי זה כמי שנודה, כשנודה במשך כוסף בו. So you could say that it's what I say, but it's not by way of התבוס. This is נידון. This is נידון. Maybe from the Loshna Rambam, it's much more that it's what I say. But it's on the basis of a certain formulation. But by Shmue, it's something else because of Nishba B'Shem. Now, in Hilchei Shmues, he mentions it in Perek Yudveis, Halocha Gimel, Halocha Dalet, Halocha Hei. Perek Yudveis, Hilchei Shmues, Halocha Gimel. Mi shenishba b'shamayim v'oretz, uv'ashemesh v'chayitzeme, af al pi shein kavonose yal mi sheborom, ein zu shvuy. V'chein hanishba b'novim nanvim, oy b'ksav mikitzvei hakedesh, אף על פי שאין כוונוסי על מי ששולח נביא זה, או על מי שציבו בכסף זה, אין זו שבועי. ואף על פי שאין אלו שבועס, ואף על פי שאין אלו שבועס, מה אם מנהליהם? ומלמדי נסעום שלא ינהגו כלסריש בכך, ומרים בעיניהם שזו שבוע. ופסחים להם פסח ומתירים להם. So what does it say? That נשבע שמיים בארץ, נשבע בנו ומקיד נביא, מכסף מכסף הקדש, even though he means the Rebbeinu של עולם, but he didn't say it properly, so Memeila it's not Ishwe. So it's but only Midrabonon, Tilishlin Kalasrayim Dorim, but it has no Chalais. The Raivet is Masik on this Rambam. He says, Omar Avrom, Behemes Srichim Shaila Lechochom, Veiv Yamashim Bal Yachl. So the Shittas Raivet is that there is Bal Yachl too. In other words, there is no call, but Bal Yachl there is. Why is the Bal Yachol? Because after all, when he was Nishba Binovim Namvim, Biksam Kisva Kedesh, or Bashamayim Vaoretz, he meant the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So Meila Nishba is. But, Kom there isn't. Even though the Shitas Raivet is that Nishba without Hashem, not mentioning Shamayim Vaoretz, not mentioning Novim, but just Nishba. Shmu Shalichol Kikazeh. So there is Kolm too, according to the Rambam. The Raimit Shita, I'm sorry. According to the... So I mean, so he says there is Korban too. The Raivet in Reshuyas Perik Veis Halacha Gimel. So he says Omer Avraham. When his chaveretz lidover zeshel, we saw see shame la shame is loikim makinuim b'shvayz bitu. But we see no shame no benis b'likod. And then he says, "V'hanim mile." So he says, "But bal yachol there is, and there is korban too. V'hanim mile likorb, v'chinam mile bal yachol. So there is korban, there is bal yachol without mentioning Hashem. Aval in malkes b'inon Hashem, tichsiv v'sis Hashem shikachol ashor." So Malkus for the Sivish Lashaka there is because the Torah spells out. Malkus for sure there is because the Torah spells out. But Korban there is without Hashem. Mashayim Kain, not only there is Balyachal, there is even Korban without Hashem. But Shemayim Voretz is Gorua to know Hashem altogether. But, in other words, so the Raivet agrees with the Ran Slomdes. The Ran is the one who says, that based on the Aleph, that B'Shamayim Voretz, even though it means the Rebbeinu Shalom, it's Goruah to know Hashem altogether. Because we know Hashem altogether, so he doesn't express it improperly. But when he says B'Shamayim Voretz, he expresses it improperly. So Mimele, it's Goruah. But, so the Ran says, so the Raivet agrees with this Voretz. That it's Gorua. But according to the Ran, since it's Gorua, some Mele, there is no Balyafel, there is nothing. And according to the Raivet, so there is no Kor, but Balyachel there is. Balyachel there is. Now we have to understand this Raivet. I mean, it's not Mamish Negei, it's our Sugye. This is another point. But it is an our Sugye, this Raivet. So apparently, the Raivet agrees with the Rosh Shvuos. The Rosh Shvuos says that one is chay for Shvui without Shem, because mitam yodis, because Shvui means Shem. So maybe we apply the aloche of yodis. So that's the reason as to why the Raivet says. That in order to be Chayiv Kor, in order, so there is a difference between Bal Yachol and the Chayiv Kor. Vis-a-vis Bal Yachol, we don't need Shem altogether. We don't even have to resort to Yodis. We don't need Shem altogether, because just as there is Bal Yachol by Neder, there is Bal Yachol by Shui too. Because every Afloye there is Bal Yachol. Every Afloye that has Chalezi. So Mimele, and even without Hashem it is Chalaisi. But when you say Shvue, so Stam Shvue, so Min Shem is an allusion to Shem. Stam Shvue is an allusion to Shem. So Mimele, Mitzad Yodeis, it's considered like Nishba B'Shem. So that's what, now Korban, the Mechayev of Korban, is the Avir of Nishba L'Sheker. Only thing is, vis-a-vis Malkes, so he has to spell out the Shem, because the Torah says, Loisish biu bishmila shaka. And if the Shem is just implicit by way of Yodes, so then there is no Malkes, because the Torah spells out in the love, Shem, Loisish biu bishmila shaka, it must be explicit, not just implicit. Mashenkin vis-a-vis Korban, there is no Xerzakosu. That the Shem has to be spelled out, but that the Chiyuv Korban is also for the Avir of Nishba L'Sheker. And the Avir of Nishba L'Sheker is based upon Shem. There is no Avir of Nishba L'Sheker. So you ask, where do we find an Avir of Nishba L'Sheker other than Bal Yachol? The answer is the Parashah of Korban. Of nefesh kisish ba'alivatei bisfosof. Lohora lehetiv is implies a nisar. So it's like a nisar eser. So the chiyuv korban, the whole parsha implies a nisar. But there is a love of lisish b'mila shokyal. And the love of lisish b'mila shokyal, so the Raivet agrees with the Shittas HaRambam that it applies to a shvui of ochalti v'lo yachalti, and it applies to a shvui of eichel v'lo yichel. But as far as that love is concerned, when is the
when is Eva Detlav? Only when he spells it out. When he spells out Hashem, Lisish Bubishmi Lashov. And the same thing is true of Lisish Hashemotyach Lashov. Mashen came where it's not spelled out explicitly, but through your days, the Shem is implicitly spelled out, so then the love is not Eveya. But since there is Aloha of your days, so Mele is considered a Nishma Lashaker and is Chai Mikol. But when can, but then you'll ask, so Nishma Shumayim Voretz, Nishma Binovi, Minam Vim, so it should also be a Nishma Lashaker by way of Yodes. So the Chai Bichita is, when can we apply the Aloha of Yodes? And on that point, other Rishonim might agree with him. So, when can we apply the halacha of Yodeis if a certain neder or shvuye is not completely formulated? There is something missing. So then there is the halacha of Yodeis that we completed. So if he says shvuo, so then it means that he began to mention the shem. Because shvuye means shem. So then we apply the halacha of Yodeis. But if it's improperly formulated, then the exercise of Yodis doesn't apply. So Mimele is not in Nishma Lashaker altogether. Because the whole aver of Nishma Lashaker, not only from the point of view of the love, of Lisishma Yishmi Lashaker, where the Shem is spelled out in the love, or from the point of view of Lisishma Kach Lashov, where the Shem is equally spelled out in the love, but even from the point of view of the Isa of Nishma Lashaker, that is implicit in the parashah of Shvuas Bitu, of Nefesh Besishba, Levati Bismosayim, or Alehitiv. So it is based upon the Shem. But since there is Aloha of Yodeis, so it's considered Nishba Lashaka B'Shem. And as far as Kol is concerned, it's not necessary that it should be spelled out explicitly. Mashein Kein, when is Nishba B'Shemayim Voretz, when is Nishba B'Ksav B'Ksis V'Akedesh, true means, but it's improperly formulated. So Mimele, the Aloha of Yodis doesn't apply. The Aloha of Yodis applies only when he started to say it and he didn't complete a statement, but there is no incorrect formulation. But if there is an incorrect formulation, then the Aloha Exasakosov of Yodis doesn't apply. So Mimele, there is no Kom, but as far as Bal Yachli is based upon Chaleisi, so Mimele, it doesn't require Shem even by way of Yodis. It doesn't require any Shem altogether. So Shvuye is a floyer just like Neder. So he's Eva Balyach. So he says, Bemis Rechashay Lechochom, Veiva Mishvalyach. Alright. Then the Rambam continues in Aloche Dalat. So he says, in Aloche Gimli said, Mishel Yishba Vashomayim Vorez, Mishel Yishba Vashomayim Vorez, So if there is a distinction between Nishba B'Ksav Mitzvah Kedesh in Ovi, or Nishba B'Ksav Mitzvah Kedesh, so Nishba B'Ksav Mitzvah Kedesh, so then it's not the Shvuah, even though he means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But still, it's not the Shvuah. It's not the Shvuah B'Shem. But if it's Nishba B'Teiro, in Nishba B'Ksav Mitzvah Kedesh, so Daite Laskores. Right, Laskores. Nishba Bostam. Daite Lagvil. Enkam Shvue. Not of Yodim. Nishba Bo Haribitich. Nishba Bashikosu Bo Bosa. So it's like the last flush in the Gemara. And the way the Ran explains it. Alright. But the Rambam distinguishes between Nishba Toro and Nishba Binor. Now, why is Rabbi Teiro yes? Because Daitel has chorus, and the Novi also has chorus. The only same fair of Kisvei HaKedesh doesn't have a chorus is Midrash Esther. That's all. I mean, and all the other Svarim have Sheimes. So
So why should we say Daita Laskoras only by Torah and not by other Kisvakiris? So that's the right answer. Omar Avraham, Kamran Tamar Machaber Azeh, Maro Lechalik Mutero Mishor Kisvakiris. ויש ביניהם מנהיו עיר שמוכו תירו ויביקו סבורים ולמליכם של התיר על גבי סבורים to the least that levels of dushi so if the mnehiyo iya sold the Sefer Torah they're not allowed to buy anything because the Sefer Torah has a dushi chmuro vis-a-vis the so but that's something else has nothing to do with Ascores but if it's like Ascores so Ascores is the same Ascores whether it's in Sefer Torah or anything אבל אם דושי אקו קודם שמצינו איסי בשבס, לפני אדלנטי אותו נגניזה, ומתנס ידיים, וכדי שימי לכל דובו כתירו, ואני בא בהם, ומשקר כמשקר ומי שפסיעו איסו. So he says, for the right which it is, that if somebody will be nishba, be novi, so in view of the fact that he means the ascores of the novi, so it's nishba b'shem. But how about this gemara? והרי הוא מדיע שאינו עניין הזה כמו שהוא סביר שלא יולניק בבתירו קורמה This price is not a reference to שבועי אלו על המטריס בסביבתו שאימו מהכיכר זו אולי כסביבתו הזה אימנך הארה לא יאומה כלום דידי תה הגביל וגבילים אין בהם דושי אלו בשבילו איס יש עליהם הלכך אין כאן התפוסת אבל לנוק את לבי יודי, די תהיה אסכורה שלי. ואסכורה היא סקידובו הנודו, שעל די אקסיבו והכבונו לשם דושו, הם דושס. וכל שכני מומה במשב בסייכו, שהיא התפוסה, ואבל גר במנחר, ומפורשל ממפורש, ותהיה הארזי מוטה, כדושס התארק, לא אם הרבה זה כדובו המקודש בדיודו, ככוסף בו הארזי עושה. כדושה, Kotobok, Lima Shem, Kudoshim, Al Yodom, Mikavnos, Al Yishim. So that's the Raiva Chik. That this Gemara deals with that. And he says, so, Im Omar, Kikyo Zuo Lai, Kisivratir Aze, Imam Chahar El Yom Akrum, Didai Te Agrili, Ugrili Meim Yom Kudushi, Elo Bishulayis Yishalaya, Hilkach Inkan Atvus, what do you mean? Grilling is not a Kudushi. Grilling requires Lishmo, The Rambam mentions it as one of the Asorot Morim that passes in the Sefer Torah in the Gvilim. It's a double portion. That in the Gvilim were not moved Lishmo, so just as there is Halocha of Lishmo, Halocha of Lishmo by Ascores, by Tzav, so the Gvilim have to be moved Lishmo. The answer is apparently the Shikas Raibe. Is like the Ramban and Melchamis in Sukkot, Daftes. The Ramban and Melchamis, Machlikes, the Balamoyer and the Ramban, as to whether the Kedushe, there is Kedushe and Tashmishi Kedushe. So the Ramban and Melchamis says that only the Kedusha's Ksav is Kedusha Atzmis, but the Kedusha's Kvil is Tashmishi Kedushe. It's not Mamish Tashmishi Kedushe, there is a difference between the Kedusha's Kvil the Kedusha's grilling, let's say, of a Sefer Torah, and the Kedusha of a Tikshel Tfilin. Tikshel Tfilin is not Kodesh. It's not Kodesh itself. It serves as Tashmishi Kedusha. Like Tfilin Beg, I mean the same thing. So, but Masha'inke, the grilling is Kodesh. It's more than Tashmishi Kedusha. But the Kedusha emanates not from itself. The Ksav, so the Kedusha emanates from itself. But the Kedilin, so the Kedusha, even though it's Kodesh, it's more to Tashmish Kedusha, but it's not Kedusha Atzmis. So in the main way, in order to be Matris, in order to compare it with something that is Osea, so he has to compare it with something that he has Kedusha Beatzmuse, not the derivative. So mainly matris in Gvilim is not hard, because the Kedusha, it's more than Tashmish Kedusha, but it's a derivative Kedusha. It's not Atzmis. It doesn't have Kedusha Atzmis. Masha'inke, the Sefer Torah, the Ascores, so that's Kedusha Atzmis. Oh, that's it. All right. Now he asked the Kashi, the writer Reile does the Kashi against the Rambam, that according to Rambam, that it has reference to Shmue, why does the Rambam, and why Bato, so it's effective. Why Bato is effective? Because Bato is effective. Because of Ascores, in his Ascores, so by Novi also, what difference does it make? Ascores in Ascores. Now, so what is the Pshat now? The Rambam Perek Yud, Sefer Torah, Halacha Aleph, he says as follows: Nimtzei Slomei, she'eschin dvorim hein, she'bechol echon mehem peisel sivateil, v'inaseh bo yechon mehem, harei yukichumesh min achurmoshin, she'mlamdim bo'en atinitis, ve'im bo yitush ha'sivateil, ve'im keirem liberali, ve'ilei, v'nichta v'alir v'im atneo, she'nichta v'alir v'im atheiro, she'ine mi'uve, שאויום מובד שלוי משם סיבתורו, שנכתב שלוי במוקים סיבה להגביל במוקים בוצו ולהקלב במוקים סייה, שנכתב מבצוס להגביל מבצוס להקלב, שנכתב על בסוסטס, שנכתב בלוי שירטות, שנכתב בלוי שוחר האימי. Anyway, yes, then he has 20 דבר. So one of the points is, שכוסה באסקורס ולוי כבוד. That the שיימס הוא הליטים שלוי משם. Now the question arises, because of us, so that's not a halacha in Kedusha Sivator, so it doesn't get Kedusha Shem. So first of all, the Kashi against the Rambam means that why doesn't he mention Shelich Tivah Sivator or Shalom Yishmo? He only mentions point number Gimel, Shelich Yomubet Shalom Yishet Sivator, the Lishmo of Ibut, but the Lishmo of Ksive, he doesn't mention. He only mentions the Lishmo of Askora Shemes, Shemes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But how about the Lishmo of every word? Breishis, Bo Elokim. So when he writes Breishis, he has to be Mechavu Lishim Kedusha Sivator. Shem Kedusha Sivator. When he writes Bo, he has to be Mechavu Lishim Kedusha Sivator. When he writes Elokim, so he has to be Mechavu Lishim Kedusha Sivator and Lishim Kedusha Hashem. But why is the Rambam Mashmi this prerequisite that he has to be Mechavim Lishim Kedusha Sivator? He only mentions Kedusha Askores, and then something else. Lishmo Askores, that has nothing to do with Kedusha Sivator. Naturally, if the Shem is not Niskadim, so Memele, he doesn't have Kedusha Sivator either. Because the Shem is in the Sivator, and to have Kedusha Shem. So if it's not Niskadim, he doesn't have Kedusha Sivator either. But it's the Rambam mentions here Aloches in Sivator. So Reb Chaim doesn't discuss this Rambam about Nishba, the Sivator vis-a-vis Nishba, because Vakish. But Reb Chaim discusses this. So Reb Chaim, so in respect to the first Kashi, why doesn't the Rambam mention Shalim Shemichdivo, Shalim Shemichdusha Sivator, Shalim Yichdivo, Shemichdusha Sivator? So he says that the Rambam passes Regabi Kedusha Lishmo, Kedusha Sivator, he paskens that Stomo Lishmo Koin. Because there are certain things that require Lishmo and Stomo Lishmo Koin. So vis-a-vis Ibud, so it is not as yet in it for Ksiva Sivator. So we cannot apply the aloche of Stomo Lishmo Koin. Before you are Mabit, the club, how can you say Stomo Lishmo Koin? But once you are Mabit Lishmo Lishmo, so then this parchment is already aiming, it's already dedicated, for, and it's destined for Ksiva Sivator. So maybe we can apply the aloche of Stomo Lishmokoi. And so that's why the Rambam doesn't mention an extra point of Shei Nichta, Lishim Kedusha Sivator, because Stomo Lishmokoi. Maschenkel, ich habe nicht die Menschen. Die Menschen sind extra Point. Sie haben U-Boot, so will ich jetzt auch da. Because vis-à-vis U-Boot, so ich kann auch sagen, es ist doch nicht mehr koi. Only after U-Boot ist es nicht mehr koi. It becomes dedicated and set aside and destined for Xenos Lotto. But for the U-Boot, we cannot say, it's not much more. But that answers that kashi. Then about the other kashi, so Reb Chaim is not very clear on that. But it appears from him that he's saying that as far as Dushas Hashem is concerned, there is no halok v'nesem of the shame of Dushas Hashem. But Simateira Shikosvi Minis is sorry, and we have no problem with the Isaiah of the Sasun Kima Hashem Alekechem, because he means an atheist, he doesn't believe in the Rebbeinu Shalom. So the Mele, when he writes the Shem, he writes it like short drawing. So the Mele, it is not Miskadish, in the same way as if someone would intend to spell out, to write out Yehudi. Yehudi. So, but by mistake, absentmindedly, inadvertently, he'll forget to put in the dalet. So then the Tzurach Hitzenis of the ACS is the Tzurach Hitzenis of the Shem Havayim. So will it have Dush Hashem? Of course not. Because the Shem does not become Kodesh by itself. And that's the reason, and this is how the Rambam explains. Sivatira Shikosvim Mini, sorry. How are we allowed to burn Sivatara? I mean, he'll be chayim so many maugias if he burns the Sivatara. There are so many shemes. So the Rambam explains, because since a mean wrote it, an atheist wrote it, he doesn't believe in the Rebbeinu Shalom. So mainly he writes, when he writes the Shem, so he writes it Kishor Advorim. So when the Shem is written Kishor Advorim, it's like someone intending to write Yehude and inadvertently forgets to put in a dalet. So the Tzurach Hitzenis is of the Shem of Yud Kivovke, but it doesn't have the Shem, you're allowed to raise it, because the Shem cannot be Kodesh by itself. It has to be written Mitei Rashem. Mitei Rashem. And then Emin, who doesn't believe in HaKodesh Baruch Hu, doesn't write it Mitei Rashem. So Memele, so Hashem will have Dush Hashem as long as it's written. As long as it's written Mitei Rashem. There is no aloche of a dinesev of Lishmo. It's not like Lishmo of Get, or the Lishmo of Ibu Tzivator, or the Lishmo of Ksiva Tzivator, if we don't say Stom Lishmo Kai, or it. So then it's a dimensive. But here it's aloche that Hashem, if it's not written by Hashem, let's say if it was written by me, it has no Kedush Hashem. It's like Yehude, in which a person for omitted the doubt. But he said, but there is a special aloche, the Chaim says. That's why the Rambam mentions it as one of the Eschim Dvor, the Pasal of Sivator. In other words, there is a special aloche. So Memele says, now, this aloche, that whenever you have to write Lishmo, so many Shemim say, you have to verbalize it, let's say when the Sefer writes the Get, he says, he has to verbalize it. So, doesn't apply to Shem, because Hashem, it's not aloche of Lishmo. If he doesn't have reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or if he's a mean, and he is mechashiv b'taiti legabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu kishor advori, so then it's not Hashem, but it's not aloche of Lishmo. It's not a dineise. So maybe it doesn't require any verbalization. Mashim kin basifateire. So there is a aloche. So as far as the other words of the Torah are concerned, so it's not Lishmo koi. So maybe it doesn't have to entertain any machshava. And he doesn't have to entertain any machshava. That's why the Rambam doesn't mention it. But there is a halacha in Sefer Torah that when he writes in Sefer Torah, he has to be mechashiv lishmo. He has to be mechashiv lishmo when he writes the askore. That's the din of lishmo. And suppose he's not mechashiv lishmo, but he writes it as Hashem anyway. Let's say according to the Rishonim that all those things that require lishmo require verbalization. So he gets, even the Sefer entertains the thought of Lishmo, but if he doesn't verbalize it, so the get is null and void. So Mimela, the same thing would be true if the Sefer would write the Sefer Torah, said they will not verbalize the Tari in the case if it's Polas, Koras, Lashem, Gishos Hashem. Before he starts writing the Sefer Torah, he will not verbalize Har in the case if it's Polas, Koras, Lashem, Gishos Hashem. So then it will not become effective to reduce the Sefer Torah. So there is a special halacha. There is a special halacha that in the Sefer Torah, he has to be mechashi lishmo the old askores. Mashenke in shonim, as far as Kishakidish is concerned. Now here the Rambam says, "V'nase b'yechot mehem hariu ki chumish v'nal chumoshim." That means it has the kedusha of Kishakidish, but it's not. It doesn't have kedusha Sefer Torah. If one of the prerequisites is lacking, one of the prerequisites is shekos of askores b'li kavone. So it doesn't mean shekos of askores b'li kavone. Akores b'li kavone that he didn't mechavan to write the Betir Hashem. So then he's got the Sefer Torah, because it means he's sorry. He means there was no lishmo of askores. So kedushas Kishakidish it has, but it doesn't have kedushas Sefer Torah. So there is a special halacha that in order to come affected to kedushas Sefer Torah, he has to write all the askores lishmo. So mimele, when someone, the fact that he means that clandestinely, in his mind, he has reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that does not make him an Nishba B'Shem. It has to be spelled out. Now, when someone says that he's Nishba B'Teiro, so if he's Nishba B'Teiro, Hamisha Chumash Teiro, where there is a halacha that the askores have to be written Lishmo. So Mele, so the askores of the Sefer Torah have a special status because there is a special aloche, there is a special kavone vis-a-vis the askores of the Sefer Torah. The askores of the Novi not have a special status. Of course, if you write Hashem in the Novi, if a Min will write the Novi, so he doesn't have to say Hashem because he writes it Kishodvo. He has to write it B'tir Hashem, but they do not have a special status. And there is no halacha of lishmo in Novi altogether. Of course, if he mean to write in Novi Kisra Kedish, it's also Yisori. Because Kedushas Kisra Kedish does not, the Kedushas Kisra Kedish does not take effect by itself. Only if it is written with Eras Kisra Kedish. I don't think that if you make a photographic copy of in Novi, that it has Kedushas Kisra Kedish. Because it has to be written with Eras Kisvei HaKedesh. Not by itself, it doesn't have the same thing that the Rambam says, Ligabi Kedushas Hashem, that if Min wrote it, he doesn't have any Kedushi, because he writes Kishor Dvorim. So the same thing is true of Kisvei HaKedesh as well. So that means that by Novi, so the Askores do not require any din of Lishmo. Of course they have to read B'tir Hashem. So Mimele, when he says that he's Nishba with the Nevi, with a certain Novi, even if he holds it in his hands, in his heart he means the Rebbeinu Shalom. So B'Shamayim Vaaretz, he certainly means the Rebbeinu Shalom. Not certainly, he equally means the Rebbeinu Shalom. But he doesn't spell it out. Masha'inkim by Sefer Torah, where there is a halacha, that the askores have to be written lishmo, so the askores in the Sefer Torah have a special status. So Mele, when he says hanishma b'teiro, so in the mishpat aloshi, he is saying that he is nishma askores, because the askores in ksiva Sefer Torah, so the askores have a special status, but in Novi, so the askores have no special status. The askores have no special status. So Mimele, when he says it's Nishma Binovi, in his heart he means the Rebbeinu Shalom. But it's not spelled out. By Torah, because there is a halacha that you have to write the askores. Lishmo, so Mimele, when you say he's Nishma B'Teiro, in the Mishpat Aloshim, it has the connotation, in effect, he's saying that he's Nishma B'Askores. That's the Shiva Zahra. All right, now, in 5 minutes, I have to start the other Shiva, all right?
Kinim Shani Yoshin, Shani Midabe, Shani Yalech.
So if somebody says Asar is Shane today on the condition that he'll sleep tomorrow, Omar Avud Omara, Al Yishanaye. So in other words, whether Shane is Osa today or not is contingent upon his Shane Mocha. So Rav Yudah says that there is a Gzeir. Al Yishan Ayeim Shem Yishan Limocha. Because the Shane of Iser is today. The Shane of tomorrow, that's the Shane of tonight. That's not the Shane of Iser. So Rav Yudah holds that the person is not so makpid in Tnai, even though the Tnai will determine retroactively that he already did a Nisa. Still, people are not so makpid. So he says, Al Yishan Ayeim, because Shemo Yishan Limocho. So then it will be determined retroactively that he was Eivir and Aveire in sleeping today. V'Rav Nachman Omar Yoshin Ayeim, V'lo Yichashin Hashem Yishan Limocho. Umeid Rav Yudah Ve'inakein Meinai B'Shein Limocho Im Mishan Ayeim, She Yoshin Ayeim. So Rav Yudah is made that if someone says Kein Meinai B'Shein, so Limocho Im Mishan Ayeim. In other words, if he answered the Sheine of Mocho, and the Sheine of today is the Tnai, so he can sleep today. Now, but if he sleeps today, so then the Neder was already fulfilled. I mean, the Neder was Chal, was already Chal. So tomorrow, if he'll sleep, so it'll be Eveya. So since tomorrow sleeping is a Sheine of Isaya, in that the person is oil, even a Kodik Avil. Kiwi Mizdai Abit Noi, Avul Bisure Mizdai. Avul Bisure Mizdai. So it's a machlekes between Rav Yudah and Rav Nachman, whether there is a gzeire, that a person should not do something that is contingent upon a certain tnai later on, because maybe he'll be negligent in the tnai. Tnai. Kenim shani yoshin shani mehalich shani midabe. Heichedom. Ilei medkediktone shani yoshin yave nitre. Vatna. Chema bishvue shashvue scholis al dobashim imamish. Val dobashim imamish. Mashen kibindori. Vishene dobashim imamish. אל עוד אומר כאילו מעיני בישיין או וידל יויב שיעור הם משבתים עלי why couldn't the Gemara say that the Mishnah is reference to the case where he said כאילו מעיני בישיין או but he mentioned this year he just said כאילו מעיני בישיין או היי unconditionally so that no so we couldn't say that the Mishnah is reference to such a case so then he said over Poshet why does the Mishnah have to tell us that if one says Kine Meina Bishena, if someone says Kine Meina, what is it? Right. If someone says Kine Meina Bishena, so it's also naturally it's also. I mean, we know that one can answer Bineda whatever he wants to answer as long as it's Dovashish Bimamish. So the Mishnah probably tells us a Chiddush. Otherwise, so the Mishnah doesn't have to tell us. So if we could say that neder is chal imam dovo sheyesh b'mamesh. So then, that would be the chiddush. But neder is not chal imam dovo sheyesh b'mamesh. So, what is the Mishnah telling us? Elodom akinim in the bishayno, v'delo yoyim shurei. Because if yoyim shurei, so it's no chiddush. So the Mishnah doesn't have to tell us. And if lo yoyim shurei, so then it would be a chiddush. But it's not so. Because mishavkin ala yadov, varisa bol yachol, v'omar rabbi yechanen, shvur shel yishin shlishi yomim, malkine yisei, v'yoshin lehalte. Elo de oma, kenen einai, b'yishen ala mochorim, b'yishen ayeim. So, in order to apply the Mishnah to a chiddush, so we have to visualize a certain case that involves a chiddush. Not just a simple din that if somebody says kinim in a bishena it's awesome. So what would it be? Elo pshite doma kinim in a bishena ayei imisha limocha vilo inayim ayei ikinayim limocha may bal yachl dvoik elo lav vidinayim al mi is vidinayim vidi yuvte de rab yude. So the Gemara says kikotone dinayim Rabino Amar, Leilom, Kiliktone, Umay Bal Yachum mit Rabon, Umi Ike Bal Yachum mit Rabon Odei, Vatanye, Dvorim, Amitorim, Achirin, Odei, Yisar, Yatra, Shilatir, Mifnei, Shem, Yachum, Bal. Now let's see the Ram. Kilu Yisoy, Abitnoi, Kivim Shein, Ike, Yisar, Letnai, Liyem, Rish, Avo, Bisura, Kivim Shein, Ike, Yisar, Avo, Pishein, Yosa, Misad, Atzmei, Elo, Bitzerufi, Shalim, Rish, Afilo, Hochem, Mizdai. Hei, Chedome, Kalim, Abei, Zalo, Shinoda, ilay me kedik tone shani yoshim yav nid nid a bein aydoch perushe di lo motzin lo meim adoch eko tone lo itik shemas nisn rav yude di motzin lo meim admas nisn lab bitno yu visu razkina elo bine ide shani yoshim lechut viko mashmulon di avo gav leke oche chevce chayel nid so it's a chidesh avo lo motzin lo meim oche da atanya de chay gavnu lechay ve elo dom akini meina bishino klima viko mashmulon di neye di efche bleshino. So there is a chiddush. In other words, where lo yoyif shure. So then there is a chiddush. So what is a chiddush? That even though it's the efshabel ishino, so it is chal. So memele, when he falls asleep, whether he likes it or not, so then he cannot be chayev and einish, because then he's onus. Onus chachmone patre. But chal it is. But of course, even for a moment, we couldn't assume that he will be chayev malkes when he does something that is beyond his control. But what the Mishnah is telling us, that if let's say, he can maintain himself in not falling asleep, let's say, for 3 days minus mash, and he deliberately lay down to fall asleep, so then he is chayev. That's the chiddush. And the chiddush would be that even though he took in eder that is the efshab yodli kaimei, because ultimately he will have to fall asleep whether they will like it or not, so still it is chal. But this is not so. It is not chal. V'komashmul klima v'komashmul nenei di efshab lishena avloch yoshin shol tirein nisarim bal yachol u'mishavkin alo zeis bal yachol v'mechai gav mechai lidre klal kim di efshab lishena v'seifei v'nokat mishne di mishavkin alei משום דיבוי לעשוי עלו, הודי רבי יחנן, שהיא בשבוע, ובשבוע שייך הילישנה, כלי מרדוי שחקינו מלאלקי סיידו וריסה בל יחד, אלא אל תמלכני סים שמשו השוב, ואבו גם נדל שייך אוכה, דינל השוב לאשק חונדו עושה, משום שבוע אינו קטה הילישנה. So in other words, this is the run sheet. But the מפורש רשי, he explains it differently. I mean, we once discussed it. ואומר רבי יחנן, So, Rashi Shita is not like that. You see, by Shwe, so there is a loche that is of Shwe Shof. So, if someone takes a Shwe, she has Shwe Yodli Kaimei, so it's not Chal, there is no Shwe Zbito. There is no korban, but on the other hand, He is Eivet Lahav Shvashov. So he's Chayiv Malkes Mishim Shov. Like Nishba Lishan is Zeya Dua. Dolo Sheyev Shevel Lekayim. But by East, by Neder, there is a love of Bal Yachud Dvore. Bal Yachud Dvore is based upon Chaleitzim. So if it is not Chal, so then there is no Avere. And that's the Sheet of the Ran. The Sheet of the Ran is that if somebody asks Bineder something that the Efshar B'Lekayim is, so it's not Chal, so it's just verbiage. And there is no Avere. There is no Avere. It's not Malkinei Zeh. But Yimore is mentioning just as by Shvuah. Just as by Shvuah, so it's Malkinei Zeh, so by Shvuah it's Malkinei Zeh for sure. But the fact that it's Malkinei Zeh for sure shows that it's not Chal. Because if it had been Chal, he wouldn't be Chayav Mishum Shov if it had been Chal. So the Raya is that a Shvuah, although she has to be at Lekaime, is no Chalaisi. So that thing that applies to Neder as well, just as she's a Shvuah, Al-Dova-Shev-Shev-Li-Kaimei has no Chalaisim, so in Neder Al-Dova-Shev-Shev-Li-Kaimei has no Chalaisim either. But by Shvuah, even though it has no Chalaisim, so there is an Yisr of Shev-Shev, so Yisrael Malkes, by Neder, there is no Yisr of Neder-Shev. So Mimele, he doesn't do any Aveire, but why do we say that Yisrael Malkes, if he falls asleep, it's not Chal, so he's allowed to fall asleep right now. This is how the Ran explains it. So Kalima, b'chay gavni b'chay nidle klal, kivin di efshel l'kaimi b'seifei, v'nokat lishte, di mishat kinolei, mishum di boi l'asui alo, hoti rabi yechanen, shi v'shvue, u'v'shvue shay chay lishne, kalima l'shat kinolei, al keisei, עדו ואיסה בו יחיל, אלא אל תמל כנעיסי, משום שהוא השוב, ואבו כאב נדע לשאי חוכה, נדע שוב לאשק חום דיוסיה, so the run sheet is, that נדע שוב, there is no איסה, not even איסה רבולו. משום שהוא אינו כתאי לשם. Now, תאיס וס, says here, וידו יויב שיעורי, מי שעתקינה דיובה, איסור בו יחיל, ואומר רבי יחן שבוע שלישי שלישי יומי, מכאן פירש לי, די נדע שאיף שלי קיים ונחל, די הוכה מדם הנדר שאיף שלי קיים לשבוע שוב, והוא די נדר, לא יודע, מכל פרי די העומד, לאו דווקא כל פרי, אם כי לאו החיים, כיוון די איף שלי קיים. So this שיטה is also like that. But the Rashi שיטה here is not like that. Rashi שיטה is that just as by Shmuye it's Malkin, they say, ויושין לאלתר. So by Neder it's also Malkinei Zeh. But by Shvuah it's Malkinei Zeh Mishim Shvuah Shov. By Shvuah it's Malkinei Zeh Mishim Shov. By Neder it's Malkinei Zeh because of Bal Yachol. Now the question is, if it's not Chal, how can it be Chayav Malkes Mishim Bal Yachol? So Rashi Shita is, and that is the Shita of Teisves, in Shvuah's Daf Chof Tes, and הוא ישחיל כאן רבנו תם, רבנו תם ישווי איזה חופתה says, like the run, that נדר, אותו משאף שבוי קיים, is not חל, but he says, ישחיל כאן רבנו תם, דף חופתה, עומד א', בין היסרו קופירי שבאי לו מלאי, אם לא ירואיסי, אם לא ירואיסי, so, גם הוא פריח, So Rabbi Tam says like the Ram, and Teisus is Chelik. So, in other words, so Teisus Shite in Shvuah's Daf Chof Tes is like Rashi Shite here. Now the question is, Monefshech, if Rashi Shite is that a neder that is Iyef Shavyod Likaimei, is how Yisrael, so then he should get Malkes after he falls asleep. Why does Rashi say that he gets Malkes right now even though he doesn't fall asleep? He says, Mishafkinalei ho'ova vadai b'yisa layecho dilimotzem limeikam b'nafshe dilayisha ho'ova vadai b'yisa layecho dilimotzem limeikam b'nafshe dilayisha. ואומר רבי יחנן, לאלתר מלכנעי סי, שיושב, The hoil did not have a dova she yochel amid me. So he says, Ligabi, that he is chayev malchus. For bol yachl. So first of all, so if he's chayev malchus in bol yachl, so he should get malchus only when he falls asleep, not laota. And then, why should it be chal? Is it dova she yachel amid me? So Rashi Shita apparently is, that there is no halacha that a shvue or a neder al dovo sheyev shevir l'kaimei is not chal. Chal it is. But since he is destined to violate it, so the chil afloye takes place right now. He is zeh bal yachal right now. In other words, you cannot say that he is an onus, because who told him to take such a neder? So he is not an onus. So mimele. And he is destined to violate that neder. So since he is destined to violate that neder, there is a chil afloye right now. But Rashi Shita here is, and that's the Shita of Teisves, Daf Koftes, and it's also a Shita of Teisves in Gittin, Daf Lamed Gimel, not like Abnetam, and not like Teisves here, that, you see, the Shita of Ram, and Abnetam, and Teisves, and most Rishenim, is that Shvuye, or Neder, or Reni Afloye, Al Dovo Shiev Shavyodli Kaimei, has no Chaleis. So Mimele, if it has no Chaleisim, so by Neder, there is no Avere. There are some Rishenim who say it has no Chaleisim, but there is an Issa Rabbonon of taking a Neder, Al Dovo Shiev Shavyodli Kaimei. In other words, just as there is a Lav Deraise, of taking Yeshua Shor, and there is Malkes, so there is an Issa de Rabbonon of taking Neder Shor. That's it. But Midraise, there is no Issa. But the Shita of Rashi here is, no, that the Neder B'dova Sheshur Likaime is Chal. And the same thing is true of Shvui also. It is Chal. Because if by Shvui it isn't Chal, so how could the Gemara mention a Raya from Shvui, the justice by Shvui, so it's Malkin, I say, V'yoshin la'alter, for Shua Shov, so here it is Malkin Eisei for Bal Yachal. There it's, the Malkin is because of Shua Shov, and here is because of Bal Yachal, so what's the Sheiches? So obviously, according to Rashi, so by Shvui it is also Chal, but it is Chal, so Mimele, but since he is destined to be there, so he's Michal Dafloye right now, and we have to say it from Rashi, that Rashi agrees with the Shittas Rambam, not with the Shittas Rambam. We'll soon see, right at the bottom here, Daf Tesvovah Medalet, where the Rambam discusses his Shittah and the Rambam Shittah. We mentioned that already. Now, if Ruvain answers his kikir on Shimon, and then Ruvain gives the kikir to Shimon, that Shimon should eat it, and Shimon ate it, so the Rambam says, who is Chayim Malkes Mishim Bal Yachol? Shimon is Chayim, the Muda. The Rambam says, the Mad. So we want Afloye should not be Mechalot Afloye. Now, when Ruvain says the Kikri Osar Olecho to Shimon, he says Kikri Osar Olecho. So Ruvain is the Baal Afloye, but the Yisar of the Neder is Chal and Shimon. So according to the Ram, the Baal Yachol applies to the one who is bound by the Yisr of the Neder. But according to the Rambam, the Bal Yachal applies to the one who took the Afloy. Who took the Afloy? What is the Mokir of the Rambam? So Reb Chaim says, that's the Sifri Zuti. Bal Yachal Dvorei Chlayitzim. So Reb Yachal Dvorei, Ein li alo sheo osar latzme, osar lachir minayim, talm leimak Chlayitzim piviasi. So it appears from the Sifri Zute, and the Yalkut Shemeni mentions that Rashi. So it appears from the Sifri Zute that without the Gzeres HaKosov creating Piviase, so I would say that there is no Bal Yachal when Ruben answers and Shimon. Because after all, Shimon didn't take any neder. Ruben answered it. But there is a kosu klayetzim piv yase. So what does it mean klayetzim piv? Kechol ayetzim piv. So everybody has to be yase. Everybody. I mean, even the one who didn't take the neder, upon whom it was hal, so he has to be yasser. So it's only the eser, klayitzim piv yasser, applies to the muder, but the lav doesn't apply to the muder. Mashein kind ran holds that this gzeras hakosuf of klayitzim piv yasser is explanatory of the lav as well. So if the Torah didn't say klayitzim piv yasser, that everybody is bound by the yitzim piv of the baal afloye, so then he wouldn't be able to yachol. But this gzeras hakosuf tells us that that everyone is bound by that neder. So mainly it's explanatory of the bal yachol as well. So the shittas Rambam is that who is eva bal yachol? Who is eva bal yachol? The one who gives the kikya to Shimon, but he didn't asa the kikya upon himself, and he didn't asa giving. Did he say that yodai yasurim leishotas Eichlin, the Shimon? He didn't say that. So why should he be chayev malkin shel Yachol? So the answer is because Bal Yachol implies a niser of being mechal da afloye. So mele, if he took the afloye, he took the neder, and he accommodates Shimon with the neder, with the iser neder, so mele, he is mechal da afloye. So Rashi apparently will agree with the Rambam, not with the Rambam. Of course, Rashi doesn't agree with the Ran on this point itself, but he will not agree with the Ran Shita the Bademir after Svob. Because according to the Ran, so the Madir is not even Bal Yachol, because this is not the Isaneda. This is not the Isaneda. But according to the Rambam, even though the Isaneda consists in eating the Kikea, but if Ruvein accommodates Shimon in serving the Kikea to Shimon, so that in itself constitutes a chilaf loye. So Mimele Rashi here says that neder aldova shev shevedli kaime has chaloisim. So it is chal, but is destined to be ivoret. So Mimele, since he is destined to be ivoret, so there is a chilaf loye right now. But you'll ask, how can there be a chilaf loye? The afloye was that he shouldn't sleep for 3 days, and right now He still hasn't slept. So how can there be a chilaf loye? So you can ask the same question against the Rambam. How can he be chayav malkes mishum bal yachol? The afloye was that the kikya should not be eaten by Shimon, and so why should he be chayav? The answer is because they're accommodating Shimon with the kikya. That in itself is a chilaf loye. The taking of a neder that is destined to be, that will unavoidably and inevitably be violated, so that in itself is a chilaf loye. Just as the serving of the kikea to the muder is a chilaf loye. So that too is a chilaf loye. So mele is chayev malkes mishum bal yachol. So we have to say that according to Rashi here, so by shvuyah too, so in addition to the malkes on the score of Shueshov, he'll also be chayiv malkes mishum bal yachol. Mishum bal yachol, because after all the Gemara mentioned that. So why is it chayiv? So in other words, so by Shvuyah too it is chal. Now if by Shvuyah too it is chal, why is it chayiv malkes mishum Shueshov? So the answer is, when do we say that if Shvuyah is chal, so maybe it's at koi of shov, if the shvuyah is chal, and there is no chil shvuyah until imamish, he literally violates the shvuyah. But if the shvuyah is chal in such a way, and that there is a chil afloye simultaneously with chalisa shvuyah, so that in itself is a shvuyah shoftu. If he takes that kind of a shvuyah, that is chal, but at the same time, It involves a chil afloye at the very time that it is chal, so that in itself is Yeshua Shov as well. All right. So this is Rashi. All right. Now, Malkin is in Yeshua Shov, Yosh Laalta, Yim Yotze, Shin Shvua Chol Losekal, Vachaname Yichachayonim, Welle da ma kenne meine Maschine. Wir machen mich aje. Mich im Leckerle hit mir, wenn wir kenne meine Maschine aje. Die Joche Pschite, el Ohre kann. Die Säule schon nicht mehr im Rischen schon knall. Die Dei schon jovelli will ja ja. Und mich im Ohre kotona riesen will ja und wollen. Und kotona ossa. Mich im Goi Misnele. Schau je im Rischen. Eni ossa mit Zadatsne. El Ohre Dei schon jovelli wie im Schengeli will ja. Wo amret kol die Isure misdach und misdai. Hier gab die Motsis andere Toche. El Ohre den Naiem. Alme Isre Nai. Und mas nis noch am Aschmo. A Reise will ja und wollen. Kleima, a Reise muta lobeil wie Sofri voll ja. So what is the pshat if we apply the Mishnah to the case where he said, Kene meine bishina ayei, yimishan limocho. Yimishan limocho. So why does it say, Arizem bo yachol dvore? So why does it say, so, Arizem bo yachol dvore, so the pshat mo yachol dvore is, umasnis nhoka mashmo. Arizem bo yachol dvore, kreima. Arizem muter lobe with the sofit bo yachol. Shimrotzo lishin b'yem rishay, לא יאמרים לו יישן כדי שלא יהיה אפשר להם, לא בלוויה. So this is how the Gemara assumed is the pshat in Ariz Voyach Dvore, but it's very strange. Of course, in the Maskone, it doesn't remain that way. But even the Havamine, how could the Gemara even for a moment assume that the pshat in the Mishne, Kinem Shani Yoshi, Shani Midab, Shani Mehalik, means Kenen meine Kena Yoim in Mishan Lemoch. So, and the Mishnah is telling us like Rav Nachman, not like Rav Yehuda. So in other words, he is allowed to be Yoshin Ayin. And what's the Pshat HaRiz of Yachol Dvore? He is Muter. So, HaRiz of Yachol Dvore.